We're with Violet Sanderson, the town of Afton. Violet, give us an update on the spring.
So we do have the slide up there at Swift Creek Canyon. It was just right at the, you know, the base of that slide lake that's created that lake up there for, you know, many years ago. And it slid down pretty in a pretty big way last Friday. And so we found ourselves in kind of an emergent situation because it was kind of trying to wash out the trail that we have there. And underneath the trail is where our main line to town is located. We were able to respond quick enough that there wasn't any concern with the main line. And we have just continued to work up there. Pace Vandenberg of Vandenberg Excavation has been wonderful in helping us up there. One of his guys is up there with Josh today as well, working on it. But we think we kind of have a handle on things. It's still going to be something that we're going to keep an eye on just for safety and security of our infrastructure, but we feel like we've kind of got a handle on it. But like I said, it is going to be something we're going to continue to have to keep an eye on.
And at this point, the trail is closed, the main trail, but you can still go up on the high trail, right?
Correct. So I believe that the we've asked the Forest Service to close the trail just for safety and security of the public, because we do have large pieces of equipment up there, as well as, you know, the slide does kind of back the water up in some parts through the trail there, and we don't want people wading through the water to get through that trail. There is signs that say the trail is closed and to take the upper trail. And so I think that's probably wise for people to do. You can view the slide and what it's kind of how it looks from that upper slide, if you want to get really good pictures of it or just to sit and watch it. So it is still active, but it is slowing down. So
okay, thank you, Violet Sanderson, town of Afton.